Lord, I hope this day is good. Lord, have you forgotten me? I've been praying to you faithfully. I'm not saying I'm a righteous man, but Lord, I hope you understand. Fortune and I don't need fame. Send down the thunder, Lord, send down the rain.
Welcome back. Ione Outdoors, KFNS 590 The Fan, Midwest Outdoor Studios. From the bunker, baby, your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. June issue, Midwest Outdoors Magazine. In the studio here, in the bunker with Matty G, the Vogler Vogler, Peanut, and Tiny Tim. The talking, thinking woodsman. Is that Chelsvik?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Did I finally get it right?
Yeah. It's yeah. Norwegian.
Norwegian.
Mm-hmm.
Norwegian.
My family's from Norland.
Norland? Where's that at? Norland. I thought that's where they had parades and such.
You know, like Norlandia.
Tiny Tim joining us.
Good morning, everybody.
In the bunker. Wow, what a beautiful, beautiful morning. Beautiful Saturday. Great to be back in the studio. We had them all beef Nathan hot dogs, a little Ray Ray barbecue sauce, three cheeses wrapped up in a bun right from the grill. Mm. My neighbors sometimes, you know, I got one neighbor goes to work pretty early. He drove by this morning probably wondering what in the world was wrong with this guy.
Torture.
Well, I'm on the porch of my underwear grilling hot dogs at 4 o'clock in the morning.
At least so he got underwear
that
on.
Visual, he's probably in a road ditch someplace. Couldn't get that out of his mind.
It's seared into his brain.
We've talked lots of hunting. We talk lots of fishing, lots of archery stuff, lots of fall turkey, spring turkey, brush carp. But there's also another type of fishing and hunting combined with archery equipment.
Regular carp. Yeah.
Not brush carp, but water carp.
Aquatic carp.
Aquatic carp. That's a good name, aquatic carp. That's Tiny Tim talking. He's going to tell us a little bit about bow fishing. What is that all about?
When the fish ain't biting in the summertime, you use a 30-inch long fiberglass shaft, and they'll bite on that.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
How do you find the fish to shoot at them?
With the influx of the exotic species, the silver carp, the big heads.
Big head carp?
Uh-huh.
Not big head cat, big head carp.
Nope, big head carp.
So when you say big head, I think of Vogler Vogler.
That's your fault.
He's like a catfish, all mouth and no brains.
And he's got some whiskers.
Yeah, he does have whiskers. Let's not go there. Go ahead.
No.
Let's go back to bow fishing.
So we've been hitting the Merrimack River just outside of St. Louis and killing a lot of fish.
What's the difference in a bow, regular bow, and a fishing bow?
There doesn't have to be any. Typically, though, folks that bow fish will not want to use their whitetail hunting rig because the poundage is too high. You want to shoot like 30 to 40 pounds of draw weight on a bow fishing rig because you don't want to blow through a fish. And you're fishing, you're shooting something that you don't mind. It's going to get messy. It's going to get slimed. It's going to get knocked around the bottom of the boat. So, and you're not using sights. Most bow fishing rigs.
Cool. That's my kind of
shoot. Don't have sights. So you're shooting instinctively.
Yeah.
The folks at PSE just set me up with a Discovery package. It's their Discovery bow with an AMS bottle reel. So
do you aim under the fish?
You know what? People talk.
I hear all kinds of things.
Yeah, people talk about that. And if you can aim 6 inches low on a fish that you know is a foot deep, because people say
that's too much thinking.
Yeah, yeah. You miss a lot and you get dialed in.
That's like guys hunting brush carp with all this crap they got on their bows now. They got to have a range finder and all these sights. And time you figure out how far it is and where you got a hole and all that, the deer's gone. In the old days, you just pull up a bow and you shot the deer.
Let's not make it too complicated.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And
do you have a fishing pole on there? How does that work? I'm looking at it from a perspective. I've never heard of such a thing. How do you catch a fish with a bow?
We need to get you out in the boat bow fishing.
Oh, that'd be scary.
Right. Someone's going overboard.
I got a nice two-piece you'd like.
So I'm going to keep moving. So my bow fishing rig has what's called a bottle reel on it. And it's a bottle that fits like 200-pound test line in it. And the line spools out pretty freely whenever you shoot. It's a fiberglass shaft that you shoot the arrow. There's no fletchings on it, and they call it a bow fishing point, but it's kind of like a harpoon point. My buddy and I, we motor up on the fish in the boat, and the silvers are typically schooled up. The grassies are usually
how deep of water are we talking?
We're in the Merrimack River, so the depth of the water doesn't matter so much as it is if the fish are near the surface.
They're near the surface. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So last week we were killing some 30-plus pound grass carp in water that was about a foot deep because they were back up in this flooded timber, and they were grazing like cattle on the foliage that was still at the forest floor.
Okay.
So getting in there, we got some great footage. In fact, we're working with Drury Outdoors right
now.
That
was my next question. You've been working with the Drury boys.
Yeah, I was.
They shoot a television show for this.
Was talking to Matt about bowfish, and he's like, you know, we've not done anything for. They have DOD TV, which is their YouTube channel.
Right.
They've never done any bowfishing stuff
before.
So, Jared Lurk from Bow Madness, he used to bowfish a lot in college.
Yeah.
He and I got together, and he's like, I want to do this. Let's shoot some video.
So that's cool.
We're in the process of shooting a DOD TV show. On the Merrimack, killing a bunch of carp.
Yeah, it's interesting. Fishing with a bow and a Ben Lee years ago. Ben Rogers Lee. A lot of the young folks wonder who that is, but he come up to me and Doc Crow one time, and Terry Phillips says, "I got an idea for hunting these turkeys with a bow." He said, "Look here." He said, "I've done well with some fish hooks on this broadhead."
Oh,
he said, "I'm going fishing for some turkey."
You're gonna hold them. Hold them with those hooks on. Yeah, put some barbs on your arrow. That's the point behind bow fishing.
It's the same thing, right? Same principle.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then you wind them in like a fish?
Yeah, you usually hand over hand them, you know, the fishing
Bogart
line.
Bogart does that a lot.
Yeah. keeping on moving. You know, we shot 2 5-foot-long long-nosed gar a couple weeks ago.
Long-nosed gar.
They were huge, and we got video of this on the Thinking.
So 2 long-nosed gar walk into a bar.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, finish. I would love to hear it. He can't. The FCC won't let him.
I know. You have no idea where that was going.
We killed 2 of these fish, but before they died, they flopped out of the boat. We got footage of one on Facebook Live. My buddy Tony's holding it up.
Yeah, but it got away.
I bring the camera up, and it flops once, and it's back in the river. And
you shot a hole through it with a bow and arrow. PETA's going to love you.
Yep.
Was it leaking when it went back in?
Yeah, it was. That's called catch and release bow fishing. And you really hope that you don't do that. Some guys do it, and that's the problem with bow fishing right now, is that there's some bow fishermen that don't take their catch home.
Oh, they should. They need to do that.
They leave them at the boat ramp.
And you can't do that.
It ticks people off.
Yeah, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. That's wasteful.
Yep. So
wanton waste.
I put mine in the garden, in the compost pile. But
of course, you know, Vogelvager does that turkey hunt. He leaves a lot of them out there.
Right.
Shoots them in the feet.
PETA endorsed turkey hunting
trips. You come to a place, you hunted that spring, and you see a turkey squirming around his belly eating grasshoppers. That's one that Vogler hunted.
He hobbled it. Yeah, but summertime is a great time to bow fish. The fish are typically up shallow. The gar are up gulping
air.
That's
a pretty big industry anymore, because I see a lot of that.
It really is, and it's partly due to the fact that the invasive species, the exotics that we have, are just blowing up.
Did you ever go shoot them jumping fish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the silver carp. Yeah,
that's what the name of them is.
Hitting them out of the air is difficult, but you can do it.
That's pretty cool.
Typically, they hit you
first. I shotgun them.
That's one way of doing
it. I mean, can you imagine? Get in a boat, and when they start jumping, just shotgun them.
Just get some steel shot, go out there.
Yeah, and just shotgun them.
Pull.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do it.
I know some guys in the Ozarks used to fish with a 30-06 when it was deer season. They always said you had to hold low.
Yes.
But you're talking about the same guys who use a carbide lamp and crank telephone for catfish. So, you know.
Yeah.
And today's kids have no idea what I'm talking about.
And they're deer hunting in May.
Yeah, imagine that.
Deer's still wet.
So
it's got spots on it.
That's so many different directions I could go with it. But I think we better quit. So how much, if a guy wants to go bow fishing, how does he learn and how does he know what equipment to get?
Go shoot up. So find a used bow on Craigslist.
Perfect.
Spend as little money as you can. Go out and get set up with a bow fishing reel. I like the AMS reels. And just shoot a whole bunch. Be prepared to miss. That's the problem us whitetail hunters have. We are very conservative. Only take the shots you can make on carp. Shoot all day long, and eventually you'll get dialed in, and you'll have a good time, and you'll help the environment by taking some exact species.
But you got to take them with
mix.
You. Don't leave them on the dock.
Absolutely.
On the boat ramp. That's silly.
It stinks.
There's no reason to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason to do that. So how do you shoot a TV show for shooting carp with a bow? I guess just. Like any other fishing show, right? Ought to be more action.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We're in the process. It's hard because Jared was filming for us, which is awesome. But I had like a 40-plus pound grassy come cruising by. And normally you like to say, are you on the fish? Are you on the deer? Are you on the turkey?
Yeah.
And then you take the shot. You don't have time because these fish just kind of appear out of the murky depths, and then they're gone.
You need to put a camera on your bow.
I got it. I got it. And we got some good footage. So if folks go to the Thinking Woodsman on Facebook, they can see some of the pre-footage, teasing it a little bit.
How about that shameless plug?
I have no shame. At all. In fact, on my YouTube channel, there's footage of me killing a 58-pound grass carp last summer on the bow footage.
That's cool. You know, I go back to our conversation earlier when I was telling him the Conservation Federation, Brandon's doing a podcast, and I thought, what a great concept. We'll take the Conservation Federation podcast segments, the best ones, and put them on my radio show in a segment. And I'm talking, and all of a sudden it's hitting me. He's looking at me. Tim's looking at me, and Tim's doing a podcast. And I go, and if you got anything good, we might put some of yours on, too.
Tim's also here.
That's funnier crap.
No, I'm kind of used to it by now. My mom listens to the show, and that's about it. So I have one listener.
Right. Years ago, like in the 70s, we was in Potosi at the calling contest, and the Potosi paper come out. Our great friend Neil Richardson's passed away now, and thoughts and prayers to his family, but bless his heart. He was so excited about the turkeys and the turkey hunting. Great reporter. He's the guy that moved the news from the front page to the back because turkeys were on the front page of the newspaper. And he had all this article about me winning the contest and with the turkeys and with the people. And Walter Parrott looked at it and says, wow, your dad owned the newspaper?
Why are you on the front page?
Yeah. Let's take a break. We come back on the other side. We're going to go back down to the Ozarks and visit with our great friend Jim Anderson at Shady Lane's Cabins and Motels.
Let's do it.
Yes, live mobile on demand.
Yeah, he finally got to say something. We'll see you all on the other side.